everybody. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM. Bringing you ideas, concepts, guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. Here's a question for you. Beautiful day outside today, right? Beautiful day. What difference does that make? I know some people, no matter what the weather is, they're in a bad mood. Do you ever meet people like that? And then at times, I have a feeling that I'm being affected by the weather. So I've paid a little more attention to it. Certainly my weary bones sometimes say to me, it's going to rain outside. Do you get that feeling in your aches, wherever you had breaks? If you had a broken bone, it always seems to remind you when the weather gets tough. What is it about weather? What is it about weather that affects us so much? And is it true? Is the weather really affecting us? We know about a thing called seasonal adjustment disorder. Seasonal adjustment disorder is a thing that kind of says come depression. Some people, during the dark season, the winter, get more depressed than at any other time of year. Now, they've studied that, and what they figured out was it was because of the short light cycle, that the fact that there is less sunlight outside. And one of the ways they cure seasonal adjustment disorder, or at least treat it, is to say that they put lights. They put lights in front of you and you stare at the sunlights, these balanced lights. And if you look at it for a longer period of time, well, sometimes they advise you to keep the lights on in your house to extend the day. Do you ever notice nowadays you wake up? I wake up 6 o'clock in the morning, it's dark out. How did it get dark? When did that happen? There's a beach in Old Greenwich where they have the closing time of the beach, which correlates to exactly when the sun sets every day. You know, this again, it's 10 minutes earlier every week or 10 minutes later every week according to the season as it comes along. And it's a sad thing when the beach starts closing at 4 o'clock. You know, that means it's going to get dark after 4 o'clock. Because darkness, we don't like darkness as much as we like sunshine. But is it in our imagination? Is it in our mind? Do your joints really feel better in the summer weather? Do you have a hard time exercising when it's hot out? How about when it's very hot? You have a more difficult time? They say, oh, that's because you're depleted with water. Are you more motivated and happy in the summer? Does your nose run as soon as the first blossom appears in the spring? Do you notice that you can't eat the same way as you do in the winter, as you do in the summer? That your food is different? Your eating is different? Well, you may be a person whose health status is affected by weather. Some people are, some people aren't. We've commonly heard from a lot of medical patients who say that the weather makes their medical condition, whatever it is, feel better or worse. You might think this is no big deal. However, if we pay attention to it, and if you pay attention to your own synchronization with the weather, you may be able to do a job for yourself. You may be able to help yourself. At least be aware if it's a gloomy day and you feel gloomy, not to toss it off, because maybe you're responding to circadian rhythms or barometric pressures or things, and we're going to show you today why and how that affects you. It affects the pH balance of your blood. It'll actually affect your hormones and your moods. We're learning so much, it's remarkable. Here's a bit of news that just came out. Canadian researchers think they understand why women athletes damage their knees more than male athletes. Right? Why would that happen? Turns out that the sports medicine physicians and physiotherapists have learned that women athletes who are mid-cycle, mid-menstrual cycle, have more accidents with their knees than when they're not in their mid-cycle. What is it that makes that work? Is it chemistry? Is it stuff they're trying to figure it out? They studied 26 subjects, and they showed that the that they have this correlation. And then it went a further correlation, which there were more accidents when there was a full moon and mid-cycle than if it was not a full moon. Now, this just boggles the mind. Wait a minute. I'm just a runner. What are you talking about? Okay, look. Assessing the relationship between weather and health can be difficult, partly because the weather changes every day, which brings different weather factors into play. Chronic pain sufferers are most affected by changes in temperature, humidity, precipitation, and sudden changes in the weather. Arthritis acts up with strong atmospheric cooling, and it's influenced by dampness. You know, if it's a damp day out there, some people find it harder to breathe. Other people find it harder to, you know, your pains just hurt. So what are we going to learn about this? We remain at the mercy of the weather. We may think we're big shots, you know, but you know you can't fool Mother Nature. There's somebody out there who's got a bigger gun than we do. All the medicine that we know of, all the stuff we do, you know, we could be the smartest people in the world. Typhoon, we're nothing, right? Tidal wave, nothing. Weather, at its extremes. But also, weather aside, it has an impact on land, property, human life. It also wields a more subtle influence over people. People diagnosed with a mental health condition are at times more predisposed to being affected both physically and or mentally by the weather. Bipolar condition. You know what that is? I always thought bipolar meant you go up to the North Pole and you get a bear. No, your bipolar means you have mood swings, very, very strong mood swings. And they say that people who are bipolar are deeply affected by weather. Rain and snow can make the outdoors damp, cold, empty, and at times unpleasant, particularly when it occurs for long periods of time. Then this other thing happens. You don't want to go outside. And now you don't go outside, so you don't change your vista, you don't get as much exercise. You stay in the same boring thing over and over again. Did you ever notice that your romance changes according to how much variation you might have available at any given moment? Do the same thing over and over again. It's very hard to be romantic. So love, sex, can be affected by weather too. At the other end of the spectrum, we have heat, which is extreme or extended periods of heat can have an impact on outdoor activities. There are people I know who are in New Orleans or in Arizona who just stay indoors. Don't go out. It's an enemy out there. But what are we learning from this? What do we learn about ourselves? Thunder and lightning storms have the ability to impact on the everyday person. A person who suffers from anxiety may experience a heightened sense of anxiousness or fear. Now, it could be that the noise of the thunder does that because it impacts on the ear. It could be the bright flashes of light that happen from the lightning. Thunder and lightning storms are unpredictable, taking away any sense of control. A person who is making their life, who's living their life with a lot of control so that they could predict everything, a thunderstorm takes away that ability to predict because thunder and lightning are random. And so you don't know when they're coming at you and you don't know. I've actually known people who are controlled people who get the biggest kick out of counting the number of seconds between thunder and lightning so they will be in control of when the sound is going to hit them. See, if they see the flash of light, they go 1, 2, 3, 4. And they could tell, it's approximately 1 mile away for every second. So if you could count 4 from the time the lightning goes off to when you hear the thunder, you know the storm is 4 miles away. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. That's what somebody told me. I think it may be true, but you know, it sounds silly that it would just be 4 miles. Why isn't it 4 miles and 2 blocks? A statistical study titled Lunar Madness suggested that admissions for psychosis into a hospital were highest during the new moon and lowest during the full moon. Oh, wait, I thought full moon makes you crazy. What about the word lunatic, right, which comes from the luna, right? Lunatics. No, full moons don't make you crazy. New moon makes you crazy, you know. In fact, long-term studies of data show that it's not really consistent, but there did seem to be a leaning towards the new moon. I've worked in the mental health and disability sector for a while, and I witnessed firsthand the impact of weather had on some people. I am just seeing that the weather will have a dramatic effect on many, many people. What about you? Migraine sufferers. There is a thing called barometric migraines. Many people who suffer with migraines, and I know quite a bit about this, did not know about barometric migraines. Meaning, a change in the barometric pressure can create a migraine. So if you're going on a trip somewhere, let's say you're going to Europe, and you get in an airplane which has a high barometric pressure or low barometric pressure, change in barometric pressure for sure, that change will trigger a migraine that won't hit until you get off the airplane. So here's a person who suffers from migraines, and every time he or she goes on vacation, they have migraines on the other end. And you wonder, you know, what is it? You don't like vacations? But you forget it's the plane trip that got you there. If you travel by car, that wouldn't happen. But knowing this, you know, knowing that that's going to be there, that barometric pressure is going to be there, it's almost no escape. Some people take preventative medicine to stop the migraine from happening. Barometric migraines. Chronic pain sufferers. Humidity, precipitation, sudden changes in the weather. Researchers have also found other important connections. The rate of heart attack increases with changes in air masses. Depression is more prevalent in the warm sector of a weather system. Blood pressure is affected by outside temperature, and the rate at which blood clots can change depending on the weather. Your pro time. In fact, the entire human body appears to be weather-sensitive in one way or another, and we don't pay any attention to it. We ignore it. But everywhere you look, we're getting hints. You know, I had a friend who came in from Germany once, and there was a front-page report about a storm in the newspapers. And he looked at this, and he said, "What is this snow predicted tomorrow? The front page of your newspaper." He said, in Germany, weather is weather. You don't report on weather. You don't talk about weather. So we, however, have found that I think maybe there's a hint. I think somebody's trying to get us to pay attention to it. Let's just take a look at what happens with your blood pH. If you're having a weather problem, your blood pH is acidic when your pH is low, and if alkaline if it's high. And here's what happens. You can have either an acid blood, a neutral blood, or an alkaline blood. You know that, right? That's what a pH of less than 7.4. Let me ask you a question. What makes you feel better? Eating a steak, drinking a cup of coffee, or a glass of orange juice? Do you know which one makes you feel better? And what do you think? Okay, you say steak, you say orange juice. Let's try another one. What type of breakfast makes you feel better? Eggs or bacon or cereal or toast with coffee? Eggs, two egg people. What do you crave? Do you crave sweet foods? but don't feel good after eating them. Did you ever notice that? No, you like it? You do. You notice it. You crave a sweet food, you eat it, and then you don't feel good afterwards. Does coffee give you a buzz, then a crash? Could you drink coffee right before you go to bed? Yeah, I used to be able to. I can't anymore. Most acidic people feel better with protein and fat, and they don't do well with coffee. Most alkaline people can drink coffee any time of day and not be affected by it, where acidic people usually are kept awake by it. It peps them up, and then they crash. Changes in your pH will affect your mood, your attitude, your relationships, the way you work, your energy at any given day. And your pH is affected by the weather. What are we not knowing? This is Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind. People have a lot of allergy symptoms. They're typically the straw that breaks the camel back. If you eat according to your pH type, which means according to what you need, you have much less reaction to allergies. Cold weather makes your blood more acidic. So that's what you should learn. You know, this is what you could balance. Warm weather makes you feel your blood, makes your blood more alkaline. So what you want to do is you want to try to balance that off with some kind of awareness and consciousness. It's not uncommon with people with arthritis to notice an increase in symptoms with certain weather conditions. Some of the patients can predict when it will soon rain based on their symptoms. Others feel terrific in places that have increased barometric pressure, but hurt more in locations where the pressure is lower. Lower barometric pressure, more aching. There's a patient who felt so well when he vacationed in Florida that he developed a small pressure chamber, which would raise the barometric pressure to a level that replicated Florida. He'd sit in the chamber for 30 minutes twice a day and was able to discontinue all the medications he was taking. They've done this, and they've positioned this also for people with migraines. These are depressurizing or increasing pressurizing machines, and they seem to have a positive effect. Further support for an effect on atmospheric pressure and arthritis was in another osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis subject. Pressure with low pressure increased the risk of joint pain. I wonder when it's better to have surgery, you know, when you have one or the other. What about you, my friends? How does the weather affect you? What if it rains? Sometimes, if you're depressed or sad and it rains, it makes you feel okay. And then other times, if you feel sad and depressed and it's sunny out, you resent it. You know? It could be the opposite. It could be that the sun, that the rain and the doom and the gloom kind of go along with the way you're feeling, and you say, all right, I'm just going to sit through there. There's my friend. Sometimes when you're depressed and it's sunny outside, you feel bad because you're not going out. You feel bad because the sun is not welcoming. In fact, you say to yourself, I should be going out. That's not such a good thing. See, it feels contrary to you. So let's talk about you and the weather and you. Our telephone number here is 212-209-2900. We're going to try to take as many of your calls this week as possible, because starting next week, we go on to the marathon, which is going to be the fundraiser for WBAI. You may have heard of us doing fundraisers. We occasionally, very occasionally, frequently come to you and say, hey, support this station. So that's going to start next week on Wednesday. I'll be with you during that time. So I want to be able to hear from as many of you as possible during this time. I want to know about weather and you. There's a field called chronobiology. Right, would you believe? All physiological processes and behavioral characteristics follow circadian rhythms, the rhythms of the body. sleep cycles, mood, body temperatures, and the production of the vital hormones. All of that is your circadian rhythms. And then there's sleeplessness, which is another problem. We're going to talk more about this. Let's take one of your calls. This is Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind, 212-209-2900. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on the air.
One of your favorite non-paying customers, Mr. DeMille, Daryl McPherson, Bronx.
Hey, Daryl, how are you?
You don't want to ask that question. What's the weather been for the last 2 weeks? Winter, summer, winter, summer, winter, summer.
Right. You don't like things that are irregular?
It has absolutely nothing to do with what I like. It has to do with what my brain does.
And what does your brain do?
I get an intense fog, then I get, and this is somewhat subjective, I get angry, and then when I go to the bathroom and that requires me to relax, pass out cold. Trance, probably.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Intense reactions.
Oh, very.
And have Daryl, how long have you been aware of being affected like this?
I began, when I stopped trancing as a tool to cope, let's say maybe 5-7 years ago. And at first, I brought it up to my therapist. We've even talked about it on the show once before. And you said they were doing some research, so I am glad that it's at least being recognized by someone. And what I'm looking for is if there's my thought is that exercise, et cetera, would be beneficial, just to create a different something.
It kind of makes sense, you know. I mean, so far, I'm sorry to say, I haven't heard anybody ever say, yes, I've heard once in a while people say don't exercise. But, you know, it seems like exercise gets the machine in motion. And that in some way defeats some of the biological imperatives that may be dragging you down. So it seems like it would make sense.
Is there any literature on the massive depression that you then have to take a lot of energy to get through so that you can do something rather than just say, this is great. I'll wait until the weather is constant because I don't want to move.
You know, the only thing I've ever found, Daryl, is it's important to remind the animal part of you that you're vital even when you feel miserable. And one of the things I've encouraged people to do is growl.
Mm.
Have you ever growled?
Yeah.
Let me hear what a growl is like. Sounds like.
When I'm in this mood, it would be.
Right. Now, there's a growl, right? So if I were your neighbor right now and I heard that sound, I'd back away from your door, right? I'd say, ooh, he's got a dog in there. If that sound were louder, push it just a little bit. I'm going to show you what happens. Now, that feeling that goes behind it, is that a positive feeling or a negative feeling?
I did get a clearing in the eyes.
Yeah, right. Okay, so let's just go one step further with it. Take it out a little more. Take it out like, you know, you're facing me like we're two gorillas fighting for who's going to have the rights of the neighborhood. All right? I'll do it with you. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead, push it even further.
You know, like the whole body thing is like tons of energy, man.
Yeah, you see it? You feel it? So what we have, I think, is one of the advantages, I think, of exercise is that it reminds us that we are primitive, vital beings. And even though walking on a treadmill, which just seems stupid, but going on a treadmill and just going on the same spot over and over again reminds you you're a runner. And lifting weights and doing things that are power-driven reminds you that you're strong. And I think we have to remind the primitive part of us when we feel powerless that we still have power. And that's what I think is the advantage. So making the bridge between where you are, sometimes when you're laying around the house, and getting out there to do some stuff, I think may just be the growl.
You'll know if it's effective if I'm in there helping next week to get that money up.
Great, great.
Say blessed and highly favored Armand DeMille. You do wonderful work.
Daryl, meet you sure to let me know if you're there on Wednesday. I want to know you're in the room, okay?
Yeah, I might even do something as radical as send you an email I've been sending you for the last year and a half.
All right, just put a growl in the subject line and I'll know it's you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Daryl. Armand DeMille here with you with a positive mind. So the everything, I think if we look at it and we wonder, how does this take place and what's the idea here? I think as hominids, as vital beings, we are meant to we are meant to have this kind of reminder of that we're not powerless. Weather and bad conditions, you know, it may be some primitive reminder that we're just lost. You know, children too have memories connected to bad weather. And sometimes memories bring you back, you know, bad weather brings you back to poor kind of memories, you know, like bad weather might, it's raining and you remember what it was like to be at home when it was raining and it wasn't fun. I often wonder if people who had positive experiences in bad weather have a positive experience to the weather later in life. So like for being at home, if you're somebody who, like most of the people I knew, who were just dying to get out of the house because the house was miserable, when the bad weather came and you couldn't go out and your friends weren't available, you're stuck at home. And being stuck at home is not fun if it's not a happy place. So I think that's another association that we have with negative weather. You know, when there's a negative weather that's kind of forcing you backwards, it also touches on a lot of the memories that we have. They say the sun, if you expose your eyes, your skin, and your immune system to the sun, a photochemical reaction in proteins and your DNA occurs. In the short term, the tiny blood vessels burst and redden the skin or the eyes, and you can get a very positive reaction because you get vitamin D, you know, and too much of it, of course, you get all of the other negative reactions. But the sun has a direct relationship to how we feel. Do you ever wonder why people lay on a beach and just lay there and absorb the sun? Now, they're not all wrong. They're not all getting cancer. You know, they're on the sun and they're saying, feed me. If you think about it, all of nature is filled with chlorophyll. All of nature lives on the sun. Everything, you beings, you know, you live on the sun. Being outside is life itself. Every plant, every molecule, everything, with a few anaerobic things not withstanding, but everything lives on the sun. So when the sun is available and abundant, we tend to get a feeling of having more than when it's not, and we feel a little deprived. But who knows? Maybe I'm making that all up. We're going to take a short break, my friends, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to you further and taking more of your calls. This is Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind here on WBAI. We're going to take a short break. Reggie, I'm sure you're there. And then when we come back, I think I'll play you a little music related to our subject. I want to welcome Cynthia McWright to our staff of people here at WBAI. Cynthia, nice to have you here. Okay, we'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes, my friends.
We'll be right back.
band, that's Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have you ever seen the rain? Oh, I've had enough rain in my life. What about the rest of you? You know, there's that feeling. You know, we were talking to Daryl, and Daryl said, I guess every human feels that sound somewhere inside them. I think it comes a lot with indignance. You know, when sometimes things aren't fair. Did you ever get the feeling that, you know, it's just not fair the way something happens? And you got to go along with it. You get a letter from the IRS and they say, yeah, you owe us another $13.76. Right, for penalties because you were a day late with your... Well, you know, that's one attitude. We got to have that part as well as we have our ahs. So, I mean, just as well as there's a, there's got to be a, Maybe the cost of ahs is there. Who knows? This is very deep psychological stuff we're going to have to go into. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. We're taking your calls at 212-209-2900. We're talking about weather. And how weather affects you and your spirit and your mood. And what's it like? You know, there's a thing down at WBAI that those of you who come to volunteer next Wednesday to see our, to help us raise funds, you're going to see that there's a studio. And in the studio, you can't see out. There used to be the old one. Michael, you remember the one on 8th Avenue? Well, you had no idea. From the inside of the studio, because it was so protected, like the studio I'm in right now, from the streets, where you couldn't tell if there was day, night, raining, sunny, and yet your mood could be affected by the weather, even though you didn't see the weather. It creeps up on you. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Monica. How are you?
Hello, Monica.
This is the first time I've ever actually called you, but I've been listening to you for like 7 years.
Oh, Monica, so nice. Thank you for calling in. What gave you the courage today?
I don't know. Well, weather really affects me. Like, it can totally ruin my day completely. I mean, if it's raining or cloudy, because I've had a lot of problems with, like, depression in the past. So when it's cloudy out sometimes, like it just, and the, I feel the barometric, I think I feel that too because my joints hurt and I have a lot of long history of Lyme disease. So I'm just in pain and I just, no matter what goes on, I'm just depressed, you know?
Yeah, now let me ask you something, Monica. So we're going to try out a new theory here.
Yeah.
Right now the weather's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
But could you imagine the weather being bad, and can you imagine your bones hurting?
Yes.
You could, right? Good, good, good. Could you imagine your mood sinking because it was stormy and rainy outside and it was just miserable and your bones are... Can you imagine that?
I have a hard time imagining it when I'm, like, feeling okay. You know, because it's so funny out right now.
Because it's funny out what? In what way? Oh, because it's sunny out. Yes, you can't imagine.
Because it's sunny out, you know?
All right, now, but could you imagine that when it's not sunny, can you imagine something that the Daryl method? And the Daryl method is, instead of sitting there and just being a victim of it, to somehow respond to the indignity of the pain that comes from the weather with a growl. Yeah, I know. All right, let's hear your growl, Monica. Let's hear it. Okay, Monica, imagine you had 3 baby cubs, and you were a big tiger, a lion, and you had 3 baby cubs behind you, and somebody was coming over and looking at them like they may be delicious for lunch. And you said, no way, you're not coming over to my babies. What sound would you make? Yeah, you can make that, right? You feel that?
Yeah.
Do it again. Does that come all the way down from your kishkas? from all the way inside your belly?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you see that sound that you would use to protect other babies? What if you use that sound for yourself?
Okay.
All right, now try it again right now and mean it. Yeah. You know, there's somebody here in the studio suggested. Imagine if we went to Central Park and everybody in Central Park just let themselves growl. It might move you on. So I suggest, as I suggested to Daryl, that when you get stuck with the bad weather and you feel yourself caught and you can't get out, remind yourself that you are still a vital being, a vital animal, and let yourself growl. It'll be the bridge, or it may be the bridge. And then call us back and let us know, Monica.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sure. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille with you. With the positive mind, look, you do anything you could do. Why do you think people do exercise? Why do you think they had punching bags? You know, why do you think they want to exercise? Why do you think you swim like crazy? Because you want to remind yourself, I'm vital. I'm vital. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. Armand DeMille, hi, you're on the air. Hello there.
All right, you got to move on. Nobody else is there now.
So one of the things that we've got to search with.
Be embarrassed either. I can understand that.
Michael, I think you're an open mic.
Oh, that is good.
Okay, there you
Thank you.
So are you a slave to the weather? You know, if you're constantly exposed to different seasonal changes. So the best thing you could do is two things. You got to alter your mood. And you got to alter your mind, and you could alter your body. It's in the physical stuff that we, in the change of the pH balance, that we found we could do the most work, you know, in trying to do something like that. But it's also in being aware. Just be aware. How many of you have been affected by deep mood changes? 212-209-2900. That's 212-209-2900. We'll take another call. Hi there, you're on the air. Hello there, I hear you.
Hello, Mr. DeMille. How are you, sir?
Good. Who is this?
This is Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
I wanted to find out what your thoughts are of people with disabilities and the effect of the weather on them.
Well, what kind of disabilities?
Spinal injuries.
Yeah, well, woof. Woof. Right? Woof is my version of a growl. Woof. I mean, spinal injuries, of all things, you know, the barometer, the spine, which is the thing that probably was built to sense what's happening in the environment. So I am sure it is more receptive and more responsive to weather changes than almost any other part of the human body. You could tell me. You've got that, right?
Yes, I do.
And tell me, what is it? What happens to you?
I have interesting things that go on with my body, sensations down my legs, down my groin, all kinds of interesting things. It's just that, you know, it's just something different, I guess, with the injury, I guess, ever since it happened. It's a total new experience.
Yeah. And how new is it?
Well, it's not that new. It's approximately 8 years. I suffered a spinal injury, and
Jerry, how does it affect your mood in general?
Oh, it does.
I know, but how? I mean, have you been depressed?
Oh yes, depressed. Well, yeah, I was on in bed for 3.5 years on serious medications, and I actually started, you know, verbally attacking my wife, so I just had to stop the drugs. And I noticed, you know, that happening. And it was actually uncontrollable. But you have to deal with the pain. And
but, I mean, there's a hint for us. This goes along with what I was saying about the growl. Sometimes we get a feeling, and it's like, this is the beauty of being in love. Being in love is beautiful because you can beat up your mate. Now, I don't mean physically beat them up.
Right.
But it's the reason you have a mate around, or one of the advantages of having a mate around, when you're in a miserable mood, you can pick on them. You know, I mean, otherwise, who are you going to pick on? You can pick on yourself. You know, you pick on your dog or your cat. No, no, you get mean. You do a you. You never do this. You always do that, you know. And those kind of things that happen to people who are in couples, they don't happen to so much to people who are alone. Alone, you can't really blame anybody, so you blame yourself. So I think very often somebody like you who starts complaining and becoming miserable with his wife is showing signs that he wants to come alive. Now, the difficulty is the content of the words you use. You start saying things to your wife like, you know, you're not as attractive as you used to be. And that's it. You're setting, you know, now we're making for trouble. But if you pick on her a little bit and she picks back at you and she gets angry at you and you fight with her and then she fights with you and you make believe you're fighting over something like the water glasses, you feel better. And something feels better. And it's almost like we're reminding ourselves that we're vital animals. So there's a phrase that says you always hurt the one you love. I often thought that that was part of pathology, but I'm beginning to see it as a sign of people who are just trying to keep their head above water. And the trouble is, the person you love, when you hit them, they feel hurt. A lot of us, you know, a lot of mates turn around and say, hey, I see you're striking out at me. I know you're trying to feel better. You know? I'm not going to take it seriously. And that's where you really get through. Now, I have a suspicion, Jerry, that you and your wife got through to a much better level.
It's been a long road, and you know, and it does. Along with your topic here, the weather does affect it. You become nasty, and you know, what the funny part is that I wasn't a person to be nasty at one time. You know, I was a pretty jovial guy. Unfortunately, circumstances have changed that. But I just wanted to. I'm sure there's other people out there. Actually, that's one of the reasons why I was calling, so you can hit that topic also.
Yeah, and you care about other people, and you care about yourself. You're a very generous man. I hear you're a very generous guy. Do you do any kind of volunteer work? You know, I know you don't have all those many resources left. But do you do anything that's a volunteer job?
I'm physically not able to do that anymore, but...
not even make phone calls?
I used to like to give, you know, to food shelters and things of that type, but I just, I don't have it anymore to do it, so...
Well, I think you
hit it again, as you usually do. I did like to volunteer time to... these food banks, things of that type, to help people of need.
Well, but, maybe you could do it right from your seat. Maybe you could do it from the way you are. Maybe there's another way of reaching out that doesn't involve you having to pick yourself up and go to those places. But it sounds to me, Jerry, that you're a man who is a teacher and you're meant to give. And when you cut that off and you see yourself not doing it anymore, it makes you miserable inside. Find a way. There are many resources out there, and there's stuff you could do on the internet. You know, find a way.
I appreciate it. God bless you, sir.
Sure. Thanks for calling in, Jerry.
Thank you.
212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. You know, we're learning that if you variation seems to be very important, and part of the variation that people have that they don't even think about is doing some volunteer work or getting out of the house to give as opposed to just getting out. Find a purpose out there. Do a thing. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. You're on the air. Hello there.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Guillermo.
Hello, Guillermo.
How are you? How you doing, Armand?
Good. Nice to hear from you.
Listen, I haven't heard the whole program because I'm driving. I go in and out of the car, but the topic very interesting me a lot. This thing with the weather, I have a question for you about labeling the weather. Like when we call the weather nasty or ugly or it's so bad out there, I always get so upset when I hear that.
Oh, how interesting. What an interesting concept.
Yeah,
of course.
It even gets me upset when we say, well, it's such a nice day out there today. What about, we never say something like that when it's raining. Why, how come we don't see it as a nice day also?
You know, I am sure that if you are a forest ranger, or if you're somewhere with the big redwoods in, where were those redwoods, Stephanie? You know, we're in California, up north there. You know the giant redwoods? I was looking at a program about them the other day. Amazing. When you're in the forest, and you're a ranger or you're somebody who works in the forest, you see every day as a day. You see the rain and you say, okay, we're feeding the plants. You see the sun and you know the plants are growing. It's somehow we personalize it and we say it's bad or it's good. And I think you made a good point. There is no bad weather. There's only weather. You know what I mean? Good weather. It's only weather. It's convenient.
You're right. I got to be like that because I wasn't like that all my life. I mean, I was born in the Caribbean. I was very close to nature, but I wasn't actually living in the farm or anything like that. So I used to make those comments too. But when I decided to start making my life more positive, to see life more positive in every way possible, that couldn't fit there. It couldn't fit for me to say it's so ugly out there when nature is so beautiful. Everything that is in nature has a purpose.
Actually, Guillermo, you've actually found to stop all criticism. You've learned a way to not have any judgments. One of the paths that you've found to your heart being so open is that you've learned there is no good and there is no bad. Maybe in extreme there is, you know what I mean, with people who are cruel. But generally, one of the things you learn after a while is there is no good, there is no bad, there just is. And when you make peace with everything, no matter what shape it's in, you make more peace in your heart.
Right. I mean, I have learned from you a lot. And
yeah.
Probably you helped me out to even to get positive results from what we consider something negative.
I remember, Guillermo, didn't you once offer to ferry somebody from New Jersey?
Yeah.
Right? I remember.
I was just letting you talk to see you will remember me. You're awesome, man.
Sure. You were in she was in New Jersey and she said she couldn't get to New York.
Yeah.
And you said, "Hey, if you need to get to New York, I'll offer you. I'll drive you." That's the kind of guy you are, you know. We're lucky to have you around.
Thank you. Let me take advantage and ask you, Armand, when's the next phone race?
Gonna be Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
Yep.
Oh, that's great. Okay, perfect.
And we did we had a special fundraiser last week where I decided, this is a special offer, to do something we've never done before. So I offered the consultation at a fee so low that it was like half what we would normally charge, so it's like $125.
Wow.
We got flooded with calls, and the people at the station are requesting that I make the same offer on Wednesday because I won't be on much over the next month. I'll be doing some stuff that I have to do out of town, but there'll be the fund drive. So on Wednesday, I'm going to be making that special offer.
Well, I will definitely do my best to get it because I can't wait to meet you.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it, Guillermo.
And hopefully I see you in the station. I definitely probably going to be there next week because I'm being looking to get my vacation matching the fundraiser, but I never got any phone calls back from the station, so I wasn't really aware of the fundraiser.
Yeah, well, I want you to know that I broadcast from uptown, that when you go down there and you answer the phones for me, you're serving us all, but I'm not there. But anytime you ever want to come up to my 57th Street office, I'd love to hug you, okay?
Me too.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Nice talking to you. Have a great day.
Right. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. I think we have time for one more caller. Hi there, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Congratulations.
I'm very much enjoying the program today.
I'm glad.
And I wanted to say, when we were children, when it rained and it was cloudy and dark, my sister and I, we used to play. We made a tent we would put two chairs in the living room and then put a blanket over it, and we would play inside our tent. That was one way we dealt with the weather situation.
What a fun thing to do. I've got people here who are nodding. You did that too?
The man who just was on, he was excellent. Very positive spirit that he had about the weather. And the growling, I think that was just fantastic.
Oh, really?
I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, what's your name?
That I'm feeling down or depressed.
What's your name?
Imagine myself an animal and start growling at somebody.
What's your name?
The program is excellent, and I do know that we can control our spirit to a certain various degrees. We do have power to change our disposition. I believe that.
Well, what's your name?
Hello?
What is your name?
Oh, my name is Zakiya.
Zakiya, let me ask you something. We're about to go off air. But Zakiya, would you join the rest of us in a growl?
You know what? I have to turn my radio down.
Yes.
I'm not hearing you properly. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Okay, here we go. We got about a...
Okay.
All right, now listen. We're going to have four people growling together. Zakiya, it's you're up. It's your turn with us. Ready?
Okay.
Are you set? Here I go. I'm going to go, and I've got Stephanie. I got a couple of people here. Let's
okay.
go. Let's see. Let's put a growl out there for the world.
Okay.
Do I have you in there? There she goes. Keep going.
I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah. Zakiya, thank you so much.
Thank you for your program, and thank you for the good that you do.
Thanks so much for being with us. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. Tune in tomorrow at 1 p.m. for more of this silly stuff.
Hi, this is Jeff Brady. Join me on TalkBack Tuesday, October 6th from 3 to 5 p.m. We'll talk about the swine flu vaccine and RFID technology. We'll later be joined by...